Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup, and today we'll be learning Parashat Ki Tavo. In this parasha, Moshe concludes the mitzvot section of his main speech by providing details about two major topics introduced earlier, namely Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, the obligation of the landowner to bring the first fruits of each year to the house of God, and the obligation of each Jew to distribute a second tithe to the poor and indigent. These commandments, alluded to earlier, are now pertinent to a people about to take possession of the promised land and entail formal verbal expression of gratitude to Hashem for fulfilling his promises to Avraham Avinu at Brit Ben HaPtarim. Sefer HaChinuch counts three positive mitzvot and three negative mitzvot related to Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. This section concludes a closing mitzvah, bringing to a crescendo an overriding ethic that was woven into the earlier chapters of Sefer Dvarim, namely, the admonition that having been created in God's image, each person must heed Hashem's call and imitate Hashem's ways by displaying compassion and selfless love. Hashem chose us and gave us the distinction to be his treasured and exalted nation that are charged with bringing sanctity and morality into the world. Hayom haze Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha la'asot et hachukim ha'ele ve'et ha'mishpatim u'shamarta ve'asita otam b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. Vehashem he'emircha hayom liyot lo le'am sgula kasher diber lach ve'lishmor kol mitzvotav ve'latetcha elyon al kol hagoyim asher asa לתהילה ולשם ולתפארת ולהיותך עם קדוש להשם אלוקיך כאשר דיבר. Hashem, your God, commands you this day to follow these statutes and ordinances. You must be careful to follow them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed that Hashem is your God and that you will walk in his ways, keep his statutes and commandments and ordinances, and listen to his voice. And today Hashem has proclaimed that you are his people and treasured possession, that he will set you high in praise and name and honor above all nations that he has made, and that you will be a holy people to Hashem your God, as he has promised. Every Jew is called to view this obligation as if it were his given this very day, knowing that he or she were chosen to be exemplars, worthy of being God's chosen. Moshe then describes the ceremony of renewal of the covenant that must take place after the nation has crossed the Jordan River. Assembled at the mountains of Grizim and Eival, all 12 tribes will pledge their commitment to the Torah and its commandments, accepting the consequences, the blessings for their fealty and faithful obedience, as well as the curses for violating and transgressing Hashem's laws. The parsha concludes with a tochacha, an elaborate warning and admonition, detailing the wondrous and exalting rewards for following Hashem's ways, and conversely, of the horrific consequences of abrogating the pledges made by Am Yisrael at Sinai and repeated upon entering the Promised Land. Our long, blood-soaked history serves as verification of Moshe's prophetic admonishment, and we trust that the bountiful blessings promised will soon be verified as well, so that we may again bring yearly first fruit to the rebuilt Beit HaMikdash. Today we will focus on the ritualized proclamation recited at the bringing of Bikurim, the basket of the first fruits. The mitzvah of Bikurim was mentioned earlier, explicitly twice in the book of Shemot, alluded to once in the book of Vayikra, and introduced in the beginning of Moshe's speech in the 12th chapter of Dvarim, among the various offerings that should be brought to the place that Hashem will choose. Bikurim are among the offerings that are called reshit, such as chala, bechor beheima, and pidyon haben, the first and the choicest offerings that elevate our endeavors and our accomplishments through expressions of gratitude, our bread, the firstborn calf, or the firstborn son. These mitzvot remind us that our blessings and achievements emanate from Hashem, and through our offerings we bind ourselves to our Creator. However, unlike other offerings deemed reshit, Bikurim can only be fulfilled at the temple in Jerusalem and can only be brought by the owner of the land, whether or not he actually farmed that land. The obligation to bring first fruits applies only to the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, whereas Trumot and Maasrot, the required offerings and tithes, apply to all grains, wine, and olive oil, while rabbinic law extends the obligation to all agricultural products. Bikurim are presented in a basket to the Kohen, who then places it in front of the Mizbeach, and the owner then recites the prescribed declaration, known as Mikra Bikurim or Vidui Bikurim, that includes an expression of thanks to Hashem for the manifold kindness he has bestowed upon Am Yisrael throughout the years, from the days of the patriarchs up to the inheritance of the promised land. Arami oved avi, vayered mitzrayma, vayagar sham bimtei me'at, vayhi sham legoy gadol atzum verav. ויראו אותנו המצרים, ויענונו, ויתנו עלינו עבודה קשה. ונצעק אל השם אלוקי אבותינו, וישמע השם את קולנו, ויער את עוניינו, ואת עמלנו, ואת לחצנו. ויוציאנו השם ממצרים ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה, ובמורה גדול ובאותות ומופתים. ויביאנו אל המקום הזה, ויתן לנו את הארץ הזאת, ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. ועתה, הנה הבאתי את ראשית פרי האדמה, אשר נתת לי השם. It begins with a declaration, a wandering Aramean was my father, and recalls that he went down to Egypt, few in number, and lived there and became a great nation, mighty and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and afflicted us, putting us to hard labor. So we called out to Hashem, the God of our fathers, and Hashem heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil and oppression. Then Hashem brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terrors, signs, and wonders. And he brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land that you, Hashem, have given me. This required proclamation, some of which was later incorporated in the Haggadah of Pesach, is made in first person plural, such that the individual speaks for himself and his people across the generations, fulfilling the Mishnah's requirement, Chayav Adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. Every Jew is obligated to see himself as if he himself had come out of Egypt and out of slavery. The proclamation stresses that the landowner brings his offerings to the God that brought him and his people from slavery to freedom in their own land, stressing the mutuality between Hashem and his chosen people. There is nothing that we can give God, ki laHashem haaretz umloah, and all of our prowess and talents cannot yield fruits without Hashem's assistance and abiding love. The commentators disagree about the meaning of the opening phrase, Arami Oved Avi. Given the absence of the verb to be in present tense in Hebrew, it is not clear who is the subject and who is the object of this phrase. Rashi prefers the Medrash, which suggests that Arami is Lavan, and all persecutors throughout the ages who tried to eradicate Israel, the name for Yaakov Avinu, as well as the name of our nation, either through violence or through assimilation. Others suggest it is a reference to Avraham Avinu, who wandered from the land of Aram and was compelled to go down to Egypt because of famine, foreshadowing events that would reoccur in the days of Yaakov. The first half of this confessional, verses 5 and 6, does not have the name of Hashem in it, as it represents stages in history in which the presence of Hashem is hidden, during which the first Jews stumbled into slavery quite blindly, as they did in future exiles. It impresses upon us the dangers that lurk in the absence of a relationship with Hashem. As soon as we try to integrate into Egyptian society and culture, a new pharaoh arose, opting to forget Yosef and how he saved Egypt from famine. And he began a series of laws to oppress and eventually enslave the Hebrews. Vayareu otanu hamitzrim, vayanunu, vayitnu aleinu avodah kasha. The Alshech HaKadosh notes that the phrase Vayareu otanu should have read Vayareu lanu if it were to mean that they mistreated us or that they were bad to us, as most translations indicate. Instead, he posits, it means they rendered us evil and maligned us as the enemies, defaming us, discriminating against us, and compelling us to become underhanded and dishonest in order to survive. They made us ra. They made us evil. Such has been the case throughout our galut, and sadly, such is the case unfolding before our eyes in Europe again, and even in the United States. In the middle of this proclamation, verse 7, the connection between Am Yisrael and Hashem is reestablished when the enslaved and the suffering cry out of their pain, pleading with God. It echoes the story related in the second chapter of the book of Shmot. Vayishma Elokim et Na'akatam, Vayiskor Elokim et Brito, et Avraham, et Yitzchak ve'et Yaakov, Vayar Elokim et Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Avraham, with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov. God saw the Israelites, and he knew the full extent of their pain. In the latter part of this proclamation, verses 8 and 9, Hashem's name reappears three times to stress Hashem's response to our cries and prayers, and is reminiscent of the promises made to Avraham Avinu at Brit Ben Haptarim in the 15th chapter of Bereshit. Yadoa tida ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lo lahem. Ve'avadum ve'inu otam 400 shana. Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not their own, and they will be enslaved and tortured 400 years. But Hashem promised, I will judge the nation that they serve as slaves, and afterwards they will depart with many possessions. The fourth generation of your descendants will return here. It is our hope and prayer that as Hashem responded to Am Yisrael then, he will again answer our prayers, and we will merit to see the fulfillment of the promises made to our forefathers, so that we can again bring our first fruits to the rebuilt Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for joining me this week.